Answers Magazine, Volume 13.1, page 17. Why is creation such a big deal? This magazine's passion is to spread the Creator's message about the gospel. What is the gospel? Good news. And good news begins with bad news. The bad news. Mankind's history includes the bad news that the first man, Adam, rebelled against God's command, separating us from God and bringing death and suffering into the world. Adam's descendants, all of us, are sinful from conception, Psalm chapter 51, verse 5. And we have entered into Adam's rebellion, sin. So we can't live with a holy God, but are separated from him. The Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans chapter 3, verse 23. And so all are subject to the eternal destruction, away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. The good news. But the good news is that God has done something about this problem. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 16. Jesus Christ, the Creator, though totally sinless, suffered sin's penalty on our behalf. He suffered death and separation from God, his Father, to satisfy the righteous demands of God's holiness and justice. Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. He died on a cross. But on the third day, he rose again, conquering death, so that all who repent of their sin and trust him rather than their own merit can come back to God and live with him for eternity. Therefore, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already. John chapter 3, verse 18. What a wonderful salvation in Christ, our Creator and our Savior.